here on today's Lely Radio Sports page with Norwalk football alumni and now, well, it feels weird to say future Hawkeyes now after their signing day, Luke Brewer and Eli Robbins here with me together. Guys, just finished a big day, the signing day, looking back some milestones, and you gave some thank yous as well. But first of all, I think we kind of know the answer, but I haven't officially asked you guys, Hawkeyes, it's coming up, and like, we haven't talked much in the decision-making process, but why Iowa? What was kind of the caveat here for both of you guys?
Yeah, I think it was definitely important. I know I can speak for myself and a little bit for Luke too, was like just the fact that we get to be at home and play for our people.
Yeah.
I think that's huge. It definitely means a lot getting to perform in front of your friends, family. They don't got to travel far. So it's right here in our backyard. So that's definitely important. And then also just the culture they got going on at Iowa. You know, Coach Ferentz, he's been around for a long time doing his thing. Just looking at his resume, and, you know, for me, Coach Parker, my DB coach, just the resume that Coach Ferentz, Coach Parker, I mean, it's hard to say no to. And just looking at some of the stuff they've done, some of the players they produce, you know, I want to be a part of that. So I thought that was the best decision for me, and it really wasn't a hard decision to make.
Yeah, for me, I think he said it really well. Like, I think, you know, when you have your chances, you know, both of us could have went out of state. We both had chances to go out of state, and I think something that draws you back to your hometown is the people, and you can't buy people, and, like, the crowd that we're going to play for, you know, they grew up knowing us our whole life, and I think that's, you don't get that quite so often. I think it's just, it's really cool to be able to play for the people in your hometown, and then at the same time, I think, like he said, the track record stands for itself, right? You know, you walk in, there's some greats that are playing right now and that have played at my position specifically, you know, tight end, and it's really hard to go wrong with it being in your backyard and, like, with the amount of greats that have played there. It's just, it's a good fit.
And as you just mentioned, Luke, the people, let's stick on that topic a little bit, obviously looking ahead to bigger things in Iowa City. But Norwalk kind of set you up for that. There's a lot that went right here for you guys to be able to go and play football at the next level. So tell me a little bit about some of that and just how this community was able to lift you guys up and take you to your next chapter.
Yeah, so I mean, I've been at Norwalk my whole life. So a lot of people in the community that I've gotten to know and connect with. So it's definitely a full circle moment, just kind of seeing everyone throughout all these years supporting me, never switching up on me, you know, always believing me. So I'm always going to be grateful for that, and, you know, I want to be able to give back to that someday. So, yeah, it's definitely huge. The people, they've been so supportive for me, my family. So, yeah, I'm extremely grateful and blessed for the community and the people we have here in Norwalk.
Yeah, I think, you know, the people speak for themselves. You know, you go anywhere in Norwalk, and it's a genuine community, and I think no one here wants you to fail. You know, we walked into school, and, like, there's so many people that had supported us. Like, I know for me especially, and I think he went through the same thing, you know, because I can't personally go at semester, but I went a full year early, and he's going that semester. And I think that speaks dividends to the people that we have here. Like, to be able, for them to put us in positions to be able to succeed like this, it's just, it's really cool. And I think, like, the community of Norwalk just all has our back, and it's just, it's cool that we're going to be able to put on a show for them on Saturdays, you know, so... Yeah.
And as Mr. Toby said while you guys were down there at the table, you guys have some bigger and better challenges yet to face at the next level, playing football at a really, really high level, as you've already done, but taking that next step now. What are some things that you guys are looking forward to, excited about? I mean, it's coming quicker than you think. So things that are on your mind as we head into the fall.
Yeah, I think we both know what we're stepping into, and I think it's a really great chance to grow and develop, obviously. Being around all the guys that, you know, were their best at their high school, but that's what separates the greats from the average, you know, everyone being there. And I think just finding ways to stand out, that's huge, especially for trying to get on the field. So I'm definitely looking forward to that, just finding ways to separate myself from others and, you know, just coming in with a chip on my shoulder and being ready to work hard.
Yeah, you know, I think we both have something to prove. You know, we're stepping into our hometown, and people, like you said, all those guys are great athletes in high school, and I think now is the next step. And at the end of the day, we're both competitors. You know, we're going to go in and we're going to compete, and by far it's going to be one of the toughest things that we've done, if not definitely the toughest. And I think, but there's a reason why we're there, and there's a reason why we just signed today. So I think if we continue to put our foot down and step on the gas, you know, we just got to show them what we have, and I think it's going to be okay for us.
Well, guys, it's been a pleasure to follow you towards the end of your high school careers. You've done amazing things here in Norwalk, and we're excited to see you in the black and yellow. So to Eli Robbins and Luke Brewer, we thank you guys for your time, and that's it for today's Lely Radio Sports page. Thanks, guys.
Yes, sir. I appreciate you.
Back here after Luke Brewer and Eli Robbins signing day here with Norwalk football head coach Paul Patterson. Coach, big day for the boys today, and when we knew it was coming, maybe didn't know what colors would be on the table, but I've just been here for a couple months, and I can already tell the type of people that these guys are, and so I think a lot of us aren't necessarily worried about them heading to Iowa City, but more excited, and so kind of tell us a little bit about your feelings after today.
Well, I think, in just talking to both of their moms right now, I think the one piece that gets left out about both of them is how strong academically they are in order to make this move. You know, Eli is graduating at semester. He's going to go to Iowa in January. And then Luke graduating a whole year early. That you don't do that if you don't take care of things academically. And I think that's one piece that gets left out. And then both of them handled this really, really well. And there's a lot of pressure on you, you know, when you have the spotlight that they've had shown on them and shining on them for the last 3 years, that it's a big deal to be able to handle what they did and had to go through in order to come up with this decision. And it's pretty awesome that they're both going to end up in the same spot and be teammates again here, you know, Eli a little sooner than Luke. And then when Luke joins him in June, you know, both of them being in the same spot will be pretty awesome.
And one thing that Mr. Toby said when he was talking to everybody who attended was these guys are about to face bigger and better challenges and big feats, but they've already overcome adversity at the high school level. You being their coach have seen that the most. Can you kind of tell us about some of that and just on the football field here in Norwalk, what they've kind of dealt with?
I think the three things that you know probably are most prominent are one, their work ethic. It handles an awful lot of what's going on in their world. Both of them are extremely hard workers, and both of them do a fantastic job of putting themselves in a position to be successful from an athletic standpoint. The second piece is an awful lot of attention gets paid to you, you know, from both ends, and we could see that especially throughout this season with a number of people that were, you know, assigned to Luke and assigned to Eli each and every offensive play, and that made life tough, and they still came out and performed extremely well and at a high level. And then from our end, you know, the last piece is the amount of weight that's on their shoulders to do the things that they do for us. But then, you know, the ticket sales and the people wanting to come watch them play and all of that, there's a lot of pressure in town for them to perform. And I think that they handled all of that beautifully. And so college will just be a different look, but they're both very ready for whatever challenges are about to come. And mainly because of their character and their work ethic, you know, those two things stand out.
And I don't think the community could be more proud of these two guys and what they've accomplished and where they're headed. So just some final comments from you, their coach. You've coached two great kids, and we're on to something new and a bit bigger and better now. So.
They are both great kids, and you know, the more time you spend with them, the more you get to know, you know, who they are, and just a special relationship with both of them, and just a fantastic job that they had in a great career here, not only from our athletic and football side of things, but then from the community and how much they entertained everybody for the last 3 years. It's been pretty special. So pretty awesome day for everybody.
Well, Coach, I'm sure we'll talk to you again soon, but thanks for your time today. And that's Coach Paul Patterson of the Norwalk football team on today's Lely Radio Sports page.